Hi, everybody. It's late at night, I'm haunted, but we're gonna get into this. This episode is about spirituality, intuition, and just knowing your truth, right? But before we get started, I'm Jahira Sterling, pronouns she, her, and this is my podcast. So today's topic, as you heard earlier, it's about spirituality, intuition, and knowing your truth. So let's dive in. So, what is intuition, right? What is the true definition of intuition? Well, let's start and let's look at the definition, right? So let me look it up real quick. Intuition is the ability to know something without needing proof or conscious reasoning. It's a gut feeling or a sixth sense. Some believe that intuition can be trained and can be a constructive part of decision making. And I think that's true. I've always been somebody that's really intuitive. I can read a room so well. I can walk into a room and I can just tell within a couple minutes whether you're a good person or not. It's a gift. It's really a gift from God. And I just wish people used their intuition more often to support decision making, right? The way the society is built, we see everything on a surface level. What is literally in front of us? Right? What is literally in our possession? And that's the way this country is constructed, where we should look within ourselves to find answers. Because we are God's children. All of us are, to some extent. But some people, I do believe, including myself, we're highly sensitive. So we see everything, we peep everything. You don't even have to open your mouth. Just let me smell you. Let me sense your aura. But these are things that connect to our intuition and our logical ways of reasoning. So thinking about that, let's dive in deeper. How can intuition support your way of thinking? Something that I've noticed in society, we often look for answers externally, and we don't really recognize the strength that we really do possess in our inner selves. We all possess an inner world. We all have a connection to spirit, but we also have connections to the dream world, fantasy world. And I do believe that if we just tap into that a little bit every day, it makes you more creative, it makes you more open-minded, and it gives you an out-of-box perspective to think of the world the way it is. So diving deeper, I want to read to you my MBTI. So what is that? MBTI is a Myers-Briggs test, right? So MBTI is Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. It's a personality test that classifies people into 16 types, and it's based on Carl Jung's theories of personality types. So I've took this test so many times, right? And at first I was an ENFP, right? So ENFP stands for extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and perceptive, or prospecting. Prospecting. So when you're thinking about your MBTI, you're either introverted, so you probably get more energy in yourself, you like to be alone. Extroverted means like you're energy comes from outside, like going outside, talking to people, connecting with people. The N is either sensing, so what's literally right in front of you, and N is what is inside of you, right? Do you get logic from the outside world or the inside world? That's what that really stands for. F or T, you're either a feeler or a thinker, right? Are you more logical? What's the facts? Or what is your gut feeling, intuition, F, right? And then lastly it's how you organize yourself. Are you organized and do you need a structure? If you're structured, you're a J, judging. If you're someone that sees all the possibilities up front, like me, we're more open-ended, you're P, prospecting. So that's what the MBTI really recognizes. How do you think and perceive the world, right? So I used to be an ENFP, so I was an extrovert, I was really intuitive, I've always, like, used my gut, and then I was always open-ended, very open-minded. So ENFP stands for, like, campaigner, like, you're an advocate. But as I gotten older, I see that my energy comes actually more from within. I don't need to talk to people to get energy. I get energy from myself. I'm a one-person party, you know? So now I'm an INFP. So instead of an advocate, now I'm a mediator. So I'm somebody that needs to weigh both options. I'm somebody that can really walk in a room and feel the room and to help people. So I'll just read you a high-level summary of the INFP personality, right? Like I said, introverted. We're feeling, we're intuitive, and we're really prospecting. So INFP is a mediator. And this is a personality type with the introverted, intuitive, feeling, prospecting traits. These rare personality types tend to be quiet, open-minded, imaginative, and they apply a caring and creative approach to everything they do, right? So I'll read you this high-level summary. So although these people seem quiet or unassuming, people with the INFP personality type mediators have vibrant, passionate inner lives. Creative and imaginative, they happily lose themselves in daydreams, inventing all sorts of stories and conversations in their mind. INFPs are known for their sensitivity. These personalities can have profound emotional responses to music, art, nature, and the people around them. They are known to be extremely sentimental and nostalgic, often holding onto special keepsakes and memorabilia that brighten their days and fill their heart with joy. Idealistic and empathetic, people with the INFP personality type long for deep, soulful relationships, and they feel called to help others. So due to the fast-paced and competitive nature of our society, they sometimes feel lonely or invisible, adrift in a world that doesn't seem to appreciate the traits that make them unique. Yet it is precisely because INFPs brim with such rich sensitivity and profound creativity, they possess the unique potential to connect deeply and initiate positive change. So that is very true. I tend to get energy from within. I don't need your opinion. I just want to talk to you because I want to talk to you, you know? So I'm the same personality as before. It's just that instead of getting energy from outside, now I get energy from within. So I'm still an NFP. And diving deeper, thinking about intelligence and giftedness, right? I looked it up. What are the high-level gifted people in society, right? Which MBTI personalities are the most gifted? And, you know, I looked it up and it said the most common Myers-Briggs type indicators types for gifted people are INFP, which is me, INTP, ENFP, and ENTP, right? And when I found this out, I was so shocked. Because I always thought I was different. I always thought that the way I think is so different. I don't know. I'm a brilliant woman, and I think it really does scare people. And to dive deeper, I'm 26 years old. I'm not no old-ass auntie. I'm a young woman. I'm a young-ass woman. So you want to sit here and say that I'm an old-ass bitch? No. I'm an adult, but I'm a young adult. And when you have so much intelligence at a young age, it's so hard because you see how people your age act, and it's like, that's why I'm the way I am. And one thing about INFPs, we're very self-reflecting. which means that I take full accountability in the way I act, right? And that's something people in their lifetime cannot do. Being able to hold yourself accountable is the best way to grow as a human being. And I'll say that again. You taking accountability is the best way you can hold yourself to a higher standard. And it's a good way for you to possess the power that you do have in your heart. And you're able to see where you went wrong, and you're able to know how to fix it. It's one thing to talk the talk, but guess what? It's another to walk the walk. Remember that. So I want you guys to think about that. What is your personality type? Go online, type in 16 personalities test free. 16 personalities test free. And you'll see the Myers-Briggs. It's free. It takes about 20 minutes to do. And I want you to take this test. Figure out who you are and how do you connect to people in society. I took this test when I was 18 in college just for fun. But as I started to enter the workforce, a lot of employers request that you take this test. So they have a little taste of how you are, you know? And it's honestly a blessing. It's really a blessing. So let's dive into another topic of how can you apply this to your real life, right? So like I said before, I'm an INFP. So this means that I'm able to walk in a room and use my intuition as a gift. I can sense if you're upset. I can sense if there's tension in a room. I can sense if you're not feeling it. And that's really a gift. Some people just walk around certain intense situations. For me, I dive deep. I love intense conversations. I'm like, who hurt you in your childhood? You can't ask that, of course, but that's kind of my energy. Why did you say that? Let's dive deeper. And again, the way our society is built, we're not meant to go deep. I don't know why, but I think it's something that's really important. You should dive deep. So that's something I really do appreciate with relationships. I really want you to feel comfortable with me. I want you to be able to tell me how you really feel. Would I agree with everything you say? Probably not. And that's okay, right? It's okay to disagree. You can agree to disagree, you know? So I want people to keep that framework or philosophy, if you will, in mind. So going back to the personalities, when I think of INFP, I think of people that are perspective. We are very deep or reflective. We see everything in a summary. I'm able to sit and absorb stuff and get like a big overall high level summary of the purpose of the situation. Where a lot of people, they go into the weeds and they, you know, they want all the details, they want control of some sort. To me, when I see somebody that's really detail oriented and nitpicky, you're just really controlling. You just want to be in control of the situation. You know? And that's okay, but why? Why do you feel the need to do that? You don't have to do that. You don't have to be in control of every single thing. But that's how a lot of people in society are. They want to be in control of every little thing, every little detail. And it's kind of sad. Like, it's okay to be a little spontaneous sometimes. I do think that they both work hand in hand. It's good to have a schedule, to keep you regulated. But it's okay to just not always have a schedule and just wing it and have fun. Right? Life is about ups and downs. And to me, life is very uncontrollable. So how can you really possess control if you know that life is ideally supposed to be very free-spirited? But that's my philosophy, that's my opinion, right? I'm just one person. But also, with the INFP personality, we get a lot of energy from our inner worlds. I'm so dreamy. I'm somebody that can just be in my own world for like hours and like, I look at the clock, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I look again, it's 6 o'clock. I'm like, damn, 5 hours I'm stimming. It's just, it's crazy. But it's something that I really do appreciate and I'm grateful for. Creativity is such a blessing to have, right? To have the ability to be very, creative. It's such a blessing. It's really a blessing. And I said to myself, okay, what careers would be the best for someone like me who is dreamy, creative? Like, what should I do? And one thing I really came into is poetry. So I'll read you one poem that I wrote. It's called I Dream. Ready? I dream of a world that is warm and safe, where everyone is able to feel all of its embrace. I dream of a world where people can have a place in society. They can hold their heads up with grace, and there is no competition. It's not a race. I dream of a world where there is no hunger or pain, where the tears and sorrow can finally wash away. I dream of a world where the sky is clear and blue, with fresh, crisp air expanding within our lungs through and through. I dream of a world where all can get along, harmony, bliss, and joy. There are no wrongs. I dream of a world where mistakes are forgiven so that they can be learned from to inspire people and fuel ammunition. I dream of a world where judgment is no longer, to reduce fear and hate, no need to make this stronger. I dream of a world where differences are accepted, diversity, equity, and inclusion is implemented in all institutions. I dream of a world where people are not placed in boxes. As they say, if you do not fit the mold, then we are doomed, lost causes. I dream of a world where disabilities are seen as superpowers. Unique thinking creates out-of-box thinking. Reinventing the wheel can only last so long. I dream of a world where opportunities are given to all. No more pedestals given to specific members of society. No more ranking, no more categorization, no more classism. When can I wake up from this nightmare? When will change come? It starts with you. You must have the power to turn dreams into reality. I dream that this world can change and will do so to make it a reality. I dream. So these are, that's an example of the stuff I do. Like, I'll just have an idea and I'll run with it, And like I said, it's honestly a gift to have the ability to write, to create things. I'm a creator. And there's so many other people out there that are also creators. So look at your personality type, and I want you to see the skills you possess, and I want you to uplift yourself because it matters. You have to uplift yourself in society because the odds are not always in our favor. So do that. Look at your inner strength. Look at the strengths that you do possess. I want you to see the cup half full, not half empty. Right? Do that. Do that. Do that. So with that being said, I want to wrap up this episode and just say to you that being different is something that's super powerful. Being able to have unique perspectives. If anybody in your life ever said, "Oh, you're wrong, that's not true," they don't want to see the truth in themselves. It's not you, it's them. Remember that. Anything you say is valid. Speak your truth. There's always going to be a hater in the room. Just get over it. Get over it. You have the strength in yourself. See it for yourself. Please. I did, and look where I'm at now. Running this podcast. Alright, but thank you so much, everybody. This is a little bit of me, and this is the wrap-up of our podcast for today. And we'll see you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.